Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kiger walking into the studio.
What's up, dude?
Come on in, buddy.
Hope everybody is well out there in Pittsburgh, Carrboro, Hillsboro, Chapel Hill, Orange
Stem,
County.
Bahama. Yeah.
Saxaba Hall.
Yeah.
Swepsonville.
Yeah. Always got to put those two together.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Graham. Yeah. Hall River. Bynum.
Oh, well, we're leaving out. I know. Well, Cary.
Yeah.
Apex.
I'm going to all the outlying areas this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody in White Cross. Let's not forget White Cross.
White Cross, exactly. You used to play softball.
Say hello to everybody in White Cross.
There you go.
Yeah, White Cross has got it happening, man. It's got
it
going on out there.
It's nice out there.
It's great.
Tell you what, the Saturday afternoon things at Saxaba Hall, that Tommy Lagarde and his family and a lot of nice folks out there in Saxaba Hall put on a wonderful event out at the old post office and the old mill there, Saxaba Hall. Food. Food is our question today.
All right.
And folks, I am not food savvy as Ron, my dear friend, can attest.
I'm not food savvy either. I'd like to eat it.
Yeah, well, there's one phrase here, folks. I'm not even going to attempt. I'm going to spell it.
All right.
What dish, named for a famous general, is cooked in F-O-I-E-G-R-A-S? Foie gras? I don't know.
Always had trouble.
F-O-I-E. I'm so sorry, folks. F-O-I-E-G-R-A-S. Mushrooms.
Foie gras.
And puff pastry.
Well, you know, it's a shame. Where's Deborah Miller when you need her?
What dish named for a famous general is cooked in F-O-I-E-G-R-A-S, mushrooms, and puff pastry?
Yeah.
You know it?
I'm not really sure.
It's kind of a strange-looking thing when you see it, particularly when it's all cooked together.
All right.
But the minute you hear the name of this, you'll go, oh, yeah, okay. What food named from a famous general has those ingredients?
Culturally enlightening question.
Yes, culinarily a delight.
Yes. We can call Adam Rose, El Paleo Restaurant.
That's right.
At Siena Hotel. He'll be able to tell you the answer to that. All right.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the Junk King. It's half off hauling and removal services available now. Junk King's well-trained staff will come and take care of all the loading and cleaning out of items like appliances, garbage, junk, construction materials, furniture, and more, without you needing to do a thing. And Junk King is green. They're passionate about the environment and recycle up to 60% of what they pick up. It's half off from Junk King. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Or the food name for a famous general that included several ingredients.
Uh-huh.
Mushrooms, puff pastry, and F-O-I-E-G-R-A-S.
Uh-huh.
Beef Wellington.
Whew. Yeah.
Beef Wellington. The origin is unclear. One theory is that the Beef Wellington is named after Arthur Wellingsley. First Duke of Wellington.
Eating a watercress sandwich along with it.
Work, work. It suggested that was due to his love of a dish of beef, truffles, and mushrooms, Madeira wine, and pâté, cooked in pastry. And then others credit the name of the dish to a patriotic chef who gave an English name to a variation, maybe to a similar French dish, during a period when England warred regularly with France. And then there's still another theory, is that the dish is not named after the Duke himself, but rather the finished product. Because it was thought to resemble one of the brown, shiny military boots that were named for him. Beef Wellington. You know how you sit there and, you know, read the cereal box while you're eating cereal?
Uh-huh.
I mean, how interesting can Fruit Loops be on the back of the box? Now you're dining with a lovely lady, maybe Beverly or whomever. Well, for your case, I hope it's Beverly. But for everybody else, whomever, and you're having Beef Wellington, you've got mountains of issues to talk about here, mountains of information.
I've got issues already. I don't need mountains, too.
If you were having dinner with someone else other than Beverly, that would be an issue. We love you, Bev.
Hey, thank you, Freddie.
Thanks, pal.
Always appreciate it.
All right, we have fun.